everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Well, this is the second day of the lesson called Dwayne Johnson, the People's Champion. Let's review from yesterday. First, what sport earned Dwayne Johnson a scholarship? Yes, that's exactly right. Football. Next question. What was Dwayne's nickname? That's right, you were paying attention. The Rock. Well, here are a few other things that I would like you to think about as we go through today's lesson. First, a new audience. What's that all about? You will find out. And mark your calendar. For what? Don't worry, you will also find out. Well, friends, I hope you have your magazines open to today's lesson. And let's begin. Follow me.
Dwayne Johnson, the People's Champion. A new audience. The Rock was constantly seen wrestling or starring in different series on TV. But the man behind the character wanted to break into Hollywood for real. It wasn't until 2003's The Rundown that the town realized he could be a star. Since then, he has become a huge action star in films such as Furious 7. He has also become known for his family films, such as last year's cartoon, Moana.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点，我们看 break into 这个成语。break into 在这里是指成功打入或顺利进入某个行业。例如 ,this company is trying to use its creative products to break into the European market. 这家公司试着用他们具创意的商品打入欧洲的市场。或者是 Justin Timberlake successfully broke into films with his multifaceted roles.大贾斯汀以他多面向的角色成功跨入电影界发展。继续我们看的是 furious 这个形容词。furious 在这里是指激烈的或者是强烈的。例如 the robbers drove away at a furious speed. 这些抢匪以迅雷不及掩耳的速度驾车逃走了。或者是 the couple was seen having furious fights in public places. 这对夫妇被看见在公众场合激烈的争执。Furious 也指极其生气的或愤怒的。若是对某个人火大的话，是用 with 这个介系词。例如 ，Eric was furious with his daughter because she had cheated on several tests. Eric 对自己的女儿极其火大，因为她好几次考试都作弊。
Thank you so much, Michelle. And now Dwayne Johnson has a new audience.And Rebecca,、mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen、Dwayne Johnson、in any of his wrestling. Have you ever seen any、TV shows where he was doing wrestling?
Well, Gabe, I like to be very honest,、
yeah.
so I'm going to be honest right now.
Yeah, I know. The answer is no.
I actually don't really watch a lot of wrestling.
Yeah, you don't watch a lot of TV.
I don't watch a lot of TV.
And so when you're watching TV, you need to choose, and you wouldn't choose wrestling.
I really wouldn't. Sometimes it actually makes me a little...uncomfortable because the guys in the ring can get very rough and aggressive and they're pushing each other around、
yeah.
and then I get really nervous for each of them.
Yeah, it's all fake. You know it's all fake, right?
Of course it's not fake. It's real.
Yeah, it's really on TV,、mm-hmm. which we know is just for our entertainment. But you know what, Rebecca? It、
yeah.
does seem violent, but come on, look at Dwayne Johnson. He doesn't look like a violent guy.
Well, I didn't say that he was a violent person in general, but when you're in the ring and you're wrestling, it does get a little violent.
Yeah.
It's just the way wrestling matches work.
It's true. And now we're talking about a new audience.、
Mm-hmm.
So we've gone from wrestling, where he loved this. I love this photo. That is Hulk Hogan he's in the ring with.Another famous worldwide wrestler. Now,、Rebecca.
Gabe, you seem to know a lot about wrestling.
No, I think these guys are entertaining. I think they really are fun to watch. whether in the wrestling ring or on TV in movies. Have you seen Dwayne Johnson in any movie? Rebecca.
I'm thinking. I don't think so.
Have you seen Journey to the Center of the Earth? There's a movie I saw. I thought it was a fun family movie. It's called The Mysterious Island.
The Mysterious Island. Hey, yeah. I read a book called The Mysterious Island a long time ago, but I never saw the movie. And no, I haven't seen The Journey to the Center of the Earth. I haven't seen that one either. Okay. I haven't seen Furious 7.
No, well, that's a fun movie too.
Uh-huh.
All of those Fast and Furious movies. Well, friends, he has gone from the wrestling ring to Hollywood, as we all know, if you love watching his movies. The Rock was constantly seen wrestling or starring in different series on TV. But the man behind the character wanted to break into Hollywood for real. Now, first of all, this breaking in here doesn't mean you're breaking in and stealing like a thief would. It means that he wants to actually get into Hollywood. And what does it mean to do this for real?
If you're doing something for real, that means that you're really doing it. It's not pretend. For example, I felt like it was a dream that I was going to Europe. However, it was actually for real. Or, you know, sometimes I think about this when you've been wanting to do something for a long time and you've been trying to do it, and then you say, finally, I'm getting together with my friend for real. We've been trying for months to get together.
And I think in our lesson that the idea here is that even though Dwayne Johnson was in TV entertainment, he didn't think that was the same as being in Hollywood, being in movies. Mm-hmm. He considered that being in Hollywood for real. If you have been in a movie, that is being in Hollywood for real.
Mm.
Well, we continue here. It wasn't until 2003's The Rundown that the town realized he could be a star. Now, let's take a look at that phrase. It wasn't until some time, or it wasn't until something happened. What does this mean?
Well, it just means that, well, it wasn't until a particular time that something happened, or it wasn't until something happened that something else happened.
That's what I just said.
Yes, you're right, and the best way to understand this better is through another example. So, it wasn't until John returned from his trip that he was actually able to make any changes to his paper that he had been working on before his trip.
It wasn't until I had coffee that I finally felt awake. Or it wasn't until 3 hours down the wrong road that we realized we were on the wrong road. So another way you could say this sentence in our lesson is, it wasn't until 2003's The Rundown that the town realized he could be a star. You could also say that in 2003, that is when Hollywood realized Dwayne Johnson could be a star. So before that time, they didn't realize he could be a movie star.
And The Rundown is another movie I have not yet seen. I feel like I need to write a list of all these movies that I should see. Then I can educate myself in the world of films.
Well, you can educate yourself in the world of Dwayne Johnson films.
Oh, right, right. That's what I meant, Dwayne Johnson films.
Yeah, he was in one a couple years ago. I thought it was okay. San Andreas, the one about the big earthquake.
Hey, I saw that one.
Well, then you've seen Dwayne Johnson in a movie.
I saw that movie. It was pretty intense. Well, continuing on with Dwayne Johnson and our lesson, since then, he has become a huge action star in films such as Furious 7. He has also become known for his family films such as last year's cartoon Moana. Have you seen that movie?
No, I haven't.
Moana.
Rebecca, I was thinking, no, you said it correctly
Moana.
The first time, Moana. I was thinking that is a movie that we should see. I think that would be a very good movie. That's, of course, a family film. It is animated. Friends, we have more to learn about Dwayne Johnson, but we also have stuff to learn right now with Carolyn and Ken in the
Info Cloud. Hello, friends. There are many things that influence the English language. When new technology or new methods for using that technology are invented,
we need new words and phrases to talk about them.
One such phrase is something is a go. This phrase originated with NASA when the United States was starting to send rockets into space. Before the rockets could be launched, all of the systems needed to be checked to make sure there weren't any problems.
Right. If everything was okay, then the person in charge would say that the mission is a go, and the rocket would be launched. Because people in the U.S. were so interested in space and NASA at the time, these rocket launches were shown on TV.
This meant that everyone heard the man say, the mission is a go, and they started using it. Now people apply this phrase to things other than rocket launches.
Right. For example, if someone wants to know whether you finished planning a friend's birthday party, you could say, the party is a go. That means that you have everything taken care of and the party will be held as scheduled.
我们今天来学一个源自 NASA, 美国太空总署的一个片语。The mission is a go. 每当 NASA 要发射火箭时，会先测试发射的系统。当所有的准备工作都已经就绪，指挥官就会说 The mission is a go. 任务可以执行了。发射工作就进入倒数计时。因为早年的火箭发射会在电视上转播，全国的观众都听到了这句话。后来人们就把这句话用来表示准备就绪，事情已经安排妥当。比如说 ,The party is a go, 舞会已经安排好了，可以举行了。要注意的是 ,a go, 中间有个 a, 不要忘记。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 下次。专线。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Have you seen the film Furious 7? If so, you have seen Dwayne Johnson in action. However, Dwayne Johnson...didn't just like performing in action films, he also enjoyed family films as well. Well, right now, it's time for you to mark your calendar. For what? I'm glad you asked, because you are going to find out why you should mark your calendar in the next section.
Dwayne Johnson, the People's Champion.Mark your calendar. Dwayne Johnson was the biggest international star in both 2013 and 2015. He may win the honor again with three big projects to be released this year. He next appears in Fast 8, out later this month. TV to film adaptation, Baywatch, will follow in May, and a remakeof Jumanji will come out late this year. There is no doubt that Johnson is putting in all this hard work for one primary reason. He's the people's champion, and they want more of him.
OK, 接下来我们看 honor 这个不可数名词。Honor 是指奖励或荣耀，例如 It's my honor to be an apprentice to such a great scholar. 能够成为这么伟大的学者的门生是我的荣幸。Honor 也可以当动词，意思是尊荣或者是给予表扬。例如 As children, we should always honor our parents. 身为儿女，我们应该总是要敬重我们的父母。它的形容词是字尾加上 able, 变成 honorable, 意思是高尚的或者是值得尊敬的。例如 My father is a decent and honorable man. 我的父亲是位正直又高尚的人。最后我们看的是 primary 这个形容词 ,prim 这个字根有第一的意思。所以 primary 是指首要的或主要的。例如 The primary purpose of the foundation is to help single parent families. 这个基金会最主要的目的就是要帮助单亲家庭。 或者是 The course's primary goal is to build students' writing skills. 这个课程最重要的目标就是建立学生的写作技巧。Primary 也指初等教育的，例如 primary schools 就是指小学。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. And friends, mark your calendar. That's right. That means get out a pen and your calendar and write these dates down. Dwayne Johnson was the biggest international star in both 2013 and 2015. That's two recent years, okay, that he was the biggest international star. This guy is famous worldwide.
Well, he may win the honor again with three big projects to be released this year. He next appears in Fast 8, out later this month. Gabe, did you just mark your calendar with Fast 8?
Oh, shoot. Where's
oh,
my
you
pen?
Forgot a pen?
I have a pen.
Well, you better mark your mental calendar.
Oh, good.
Right there.
Yeah, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, yeah.
By the way, Rebecca.
Yeah.
I think you maybe need to see the first 7 Fast and Furious movies before you see Fast 8.
You make a very good point. I have a lot of movies to watch.
They're all good.
They're all
yeah.
good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, maybe you'll see it first, and then you can tell me if I should see it. Well, anyway, we read TV to film adaption. Baywatch will follow in May. Believe it or not, once upon a time, I did used to watch Baywatch, and now looking back, I really don't know why.
You wonder why you watched
yeah,
Baywatch?
Yeah, I do.
Why do you wonder why?
Well, because I'm not really a big fan of Baywatch, actually.
I know a lot of guys like Baywatch.
I wonder why. Let's move on.
Yeah. Well, we're learning about Jumanji here. Did you ever see the original film Jumanji, Rebecca?
Gabe, can you stop asking me about movies I've seen? No!
What?
No, I have not seen that one either.
Okay, hold on a second. That's a classic.
Yes. Well, I haven't seen it.
No, it's a classic family movie, really, and it's exciting. Actually, and Robin Williams is in it. He's the star, and he's always great. You know, so you need to see Jumanji,
Thank you.
Original, the one, before you see this remake with Dwayne Johnson.
Thank you. Okay, mm-hmm. So I have to see that one and the 7 first Fast and Furious. Got it. Well, there is no doubt there are a lot of movies on my list to watch. And there is no doubt that Johnson is putting all this hard work for one primary reason. There is no doubt. Let's talk about this phrase, no doubt. If you have no doubt about something, that just means that you are emphasizing that what you are saying is true or likely to happen.
You have no doubt about something. What do you have no doubts about? You know, when I was in Europe this last Christmas and New Year's, my wife and I rented a car.
Mm-hmm.
And the last day when we had to return the car at a place called Freilassing in Germany, I thought there was no doubt we were going to miss our train. I was really upset. I was like, we're going to miss our train. There's no doubt we're going to miss our train.
Wait, Gabe, did you miss your train?
Actually, we got the train. We made the train in time.
Oh, phew, I was getting nervous for you.
Yeah, we got there with only 10 minutes to spare. I thought it was no doubt we were going to miss our train, but actually, we made the train. Okay, so I doubted, but I didn't need to doubt.
For some reason, that doesn't surprise me. Anyway, here's another example. Now, let's say your friend is getting ready to go on a long trip. Maybe she's going to be gone for a month or two, and she's leaving tomorrow. You might tell her there is no doubt that you will want to spend the evening packing for your trip.
Mm-hmm. There's no doubt. You need to spend some time packing. Now, sometimes I use the adverb undoubtedly, and it means the same thing as this phrase, no doubt. So we read here, there is no doubt that Johnson is putting in all this hard work for one primary reason. We could also say, undoubtedly, he's putting in this hard work for one primary reason. Now, Rebecca, what does it mean to put in hard work?
Well, if you're putting in hard work, that just means that you're spending a lot of time doing something. And you can put in a lot of hard work in many different things. For example, when I was younger, I used to play the piano a lot. So I put in a lot of hard work to my piano, or for my piano.
Oh, good. You put a lot of hard work into piano practicing.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. What do you put hard work into, friends? What do you want to improve in? That's what you should put your hard work into, right? So, for example, when I see a good show or a good presentation of some kind, I know that the actors put in a lot of hard work. Again, my trip to Europe, when we were in Czech Republic, mm-hmm. when we were in Prague, we saw a ballet, Romeo and Juliet. Have you seen that ballet?
No, I've seen the movie, but I have not seen the ballet of
you
Romeo
saw a
and
movie.
Juliet. I have seen a movie. Yes, yes.
That's great. Let me tell you, Rebecca, I don't like ballets, but I wanted to see Romeo and Juliet because that is a famous one. And I could tell those actors, all those performers, put in a lot of hard work. It was a great show.
Well, we know that Dwayne Johnson works very hard. Mm-hmm. He is the people's champion, and they want more of him. Well, right now, it's time for us to review today's lesson with a
review skit.
Look at me. I'm working out.
Good. You could use a few muscles.
Yeah, but because I want to be like The Rock.
The Rock? You mean Dwayne Johnson?
Yes, the king of the box office, the people's choice.
Well, I don't think that you could...
No, no, no. The secret to Dwayne's success is simple. He gives people what they want.
Yes, but he also comes from a family of wrestlers, and he earned a football scholarship.
Okay, so I'm not as athletic as The Rock yet.
He was a professional wrestler. He used many names, but because he worked really hard, he became famous as The Rock. In the ring, he was loyal to his character and his fans.
Well, I'm loyal.
He earned the name the People's Champion.
I know. I constantly saw him wrestling or starring in a series on TV.
Then he decided to break into Hollywood for real. He was a success in The Rundown and since then has become a huge action star.
He's also done some family films too. He's one of the biggest international stars.
He's the People's Champion. Everyone wants to see more of Dwayne Johnson.
Yes, and soon they'll want to see more of me.
I don't think so.
Hey.
You know, I'm not finished learning about the People's Champion, Dwayne Johnson. I think we should go see a movie with Dwayne Johnson.
What a good idea. Well, friends, make sure you join us tomorrow right here on
Studio Classroom.